From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Missouri's Democratic Attorney General Chris Koster has more money for a gubernatorial campaign than all of his Republican rivals combined. New campaign finance reports released yesterday show Koster has more than $3.9 million to spend on the race for governor in 2016. He raised almost $1 million in the past 3 months. Four announced GOP candidates and two others expected to run together have about $3.7 million. Former Missouri House Speaker and U.S. Attorney Katherine Hanaway leads Republicans with $1.5 million in her account. Koster's the only Democrat with plans to run for governor. Democratic Governor Jay Nixon is barred from seeking re-election because of term limits. An attorney for the St. Louis Community College District has been appointed to the State Highway and Transportation Commission by Governor Jay Nixon. Nixon on Tuesday announced fellow Democrat Mary Nelson's appointment to the panel. She's the general counsel and chief legal officer for the community college. Nelson previously served as a commissioner for the Administrative Hearing Commission and on the Board of Police Commissioners for St. Louis. She still needs to be confirmed by the Missouri Senate, but she can begin serving immediately. Nelson fills a vacancy left by Boeing Company executive Brian Scott. Nixon appointed him to the panel twice, but both times the Senate did not confirm him by an early February deadline. The six members of the commission guide the State Department of Transportation. Only one bill passed by Missouri lawmakers this year has become law without being signed by Governor Jay Nixon. It will do away with the practice of rewarding points to bidders for license fees based on how much revenue the state could get back in return, which supporters say was squeezing out smaller community-based operators. GOP House member Dean Dorman says the new law also creates a Sunshine Law exemption for leases, agreements, and contracts with the St. Louis Convention Center.
I think the general purpose of the provision is competitiveness, not giving a competing entity a peek into the business ledgers of others who are in the process.
Dorman says, though, that the Sunshine Law exemption will not cover leases, agreements, and contracts, quote, involving a professional sports franchise. Meanwhile, Nixon signed several bills into law before Tuesday's deadline, including one that designates outdoor areas on college campuses as public forums, where students can engage in, quote, expressive activities. Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt says he has more than $3.8 million on hand for his 2016 re-election campaign. That's more than three times as much as his Democratic challenger, Secretary of State Jason Kander. The Republican senator from Missouri said Tuesday that he raised more than $1.3 million during the previous 3 months. Kander says he raised about $735,000 during the past quarter and has about $1.1 million in his campaign account. Blunt first was elected in 2010 after serving 14 years in the U.S. House. He previously served as Secretary of State from 1985 to 1993. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.